This is Fresh Air. Rich Hawley is a computer programmer and amateur zoologist from Portland, Oregon, who plays the tenor saxophone. He's played with several Latin and jazz bands, but mostly he writes for his own sextet. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says their new album is a reminder that not all good jazz musicians live in New York.
Some critics think the jazz world ends at Manhattan's shores and that musicians unfortunate enough to live someplace else had better get themselves to the Apple if they want to get noticed. Never mind that some people like open spaces or that jazz is always dependent on infusions of fresh ideas from frontier outposts like Kansas City and Chicago. In the late 70s, independent jazz labels were popping up all over the U.S. But after 1980, that grassroots movement went into decline as tastes grew more conservative. And as musicians discovered, it was easy to make records, but not so easy to make money off them. Rich Hawley's new sextet album, Cracked Sidewalks on Avocet Records, is a pleasant throwback to the good old days when you expected interesting music to come out of places like Portland, Oregon. Hawley has a throaty, richly textured tenor saxophone sound. You can hear it on his bluesy waltz, Library Steps. Hawley's writing is one more reminder that our information culture, which includes records and radio, has eroded notions of regional style. Hawley, for example, has an affinity for Caribbean rhythms unlikely in an Oregonian who spends his free time in the woods. Some of his charts also reflect the inspiration of Charles Mingus. But while Hawley's influences may be easy to spot, his music has a distinctive personality. Well informed as it is, it shows the merits of working in relative isolation. His tunes keep defeating expectations. Just when a chord progression is ready to resolve itself, it goes off on another tangent, forestalling completion for a few more bars. And he writes fat, pretty voicings for two saxophones and Tom Hill's trombone. Hawley and altoist Gary Harris are particularly well matched. They shape their notes alike, and their singing tones have similar heft. All of these virtues are evident on Hawley's subtropical strut, Cracked Sidewalks. Thank you. Rich Hawley's sextet, with pianist Jeff Lee, bassist Phil Sparks, and drummer William Thomas, has been together for 3 years. From what I'm told, the Portland jazz scene sounds like the scene in most cities. Bop is the norm, and anything weirder is considered a bad draw. So Hawley's success reflects his own persistence more than a nurturing environment. It's not like he's getting off easy by not living in New York. But that's the nice thing about creative music and out-of-the-way places. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
Kevin Whitehead is a contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Rich Hawley's new album, Cracked Sidewalks, on the Avocet label. This is Fresh Air.